All right, everybody, welcome back for another deep dive. You know, we love digging into unique stories about staffing and recruitment.
Yeah.
This one really caught my eye.
Oh, yeah.
So this is all about two metal manufacturing companies.
Okay.
Out in rural Minnesota.
Rural Minnesota.
And they had some pretty specific roles that they needed to fill.
Uh-huh.
And get this, they found the perfect people, like the ideal candidates.
Wow.
Within the same week.
Within the same week.
How crazy is that?
That's pretty remarkable. Yeah.
So let's unpack this a little bit.
Okay.
And kind of try to understand how this happened.
Yeah, absolutely.
What were these roles that were so difficult to fill?
So we're not talking about just, you know, any open positions.
Right.
One of the companies was looking for an engineer.
Okay.
Someone who could not only work on the technical side, but also had a knack for sales.
Oh, wow.
So they needed someone who was comfortable, you know, closing a deal.
Yeah.
Just as much as they were working with machinery.
Really interesting.
Kind of a rare combination of sales and mechanical skills.
Yeah, you don't see that very often.
Yeah, don't see that very often.
So that's already a challenge.
A challenge in itself, for sure.
Right. And then on top of that, the other company was looking for someone in health and safety.
Yep, a health and safety expert.
Okay.
Someone who could essentially build their program from the ground up.
Really?
So, you know, two very specialized roles.
So you've got the rural location.
Right.
And you've got these highly specialized skills.
Yeah.
So how did they even begin to tackle this?
Well, that's where Doherty Staffing Solutions comes in.
Okay.
They recognized right from the start that this wasn't going to be easy.
Right.
You know, they were very upfront with the companies and they said, look, this is going to take some time.
Yeah.
We're going to have to do some digging.
Uh-huh.
But we believe we can find those diamonds in the rough.
I love that they set those realistic expectations, but also, you know,
right,
remain confident that they can find the right people. So let's get into the nitty gritty here.
Okay.
How did they actually pull this off?
So it was a really multi-pronged approach. First and foremost, collaboration was key.
Mm-hmm.
Really understanding the company's cultures, the specific needs of each role.
Got it.
Think targeted questionnaire site visits.
Wow.
Even having those informal conversations with existing employees.
Really getting a feel for the work environment.
Absolutely. Trying to really craft that ideal fit.
They weren't just filling positions.
Exactly.
It was more than that.
It was about finding the right person for the right place.
That's really cool.
And then, of course, you can't forget the location.
Right. Rural Minnesota.
Right.
Does that local knowledge play a part in this?
Oh, absolutely. Doherty has such a strong presence in these communities, and they really strategically focus their search within that, you know, 30, 40 mile radius.
So they knew the local talent pool.
Exactly.
And the networks.
They had that network.
That they could tap into.
Yeah. Think about local professional groups, community colleges, word of mouth referrals.
Yeah.
Because they were so plugged in, they were ready to move quickly when those right candidates emerged.
And emerged. They did.
They did.
Within the same week.
They did.
That is incredible.
It really is.
And you know what I think is so fascinating about this is this wasn't just a win for the companies.
Right.
You know?
It was a win.
This was a win for the candidates as well.
Absolutely.
I mean, tell me about that.
So both of these candidates were actually passively looking.
Oh, okay.
They weren't actively searching job boards.
Interesting.
Sending out resumes.
So Doherty found them.
They found them, presented them with these opportunities.
But they didn't even know existed.
Didn't even know existed.
Wow.
And, you know, importantly, roles that were a significant step forward in their careers.
Now that's being in the right place.
Mm.
At the right time.
At the right time.
So what were some of the ways that these new roles were an improvement?
For the candidates. Well, you know, it wasn't just about location or pay, although those were definitely factors.
Right.
It was about a better overall fit.
Okay.
For their skills and aspirations.
I see.
One of the roles offered leadership opportunities that the candidate hadn't had before.
Okay.
And the other role allowed for more, you know, hands-on problem solving.
I like that.
Which was a key motivator for that particular candidate.
So Doherty really took the time to understand not just what the candidates could do, but what they wanted to do.
Exactly.
So this is a true win-win-win.
I think so.
Doherty fulfills their mission. The companies get their ideal employees.
Yep.
And the candidates find these amazing opportunities.
Couldn't have worked out better.
This is a great story.
It is a feel-good story.
It really embodies Doherty's purpose to positively impact people's lives through employment.
It does. And I think it showcases the power of specialized recruitment. Especially in these niche industries.
Yeah, I think that's a really important point.
You know, and this case really underscores a trend. that we're seeing across a lot of different sectors.
That we're seeing.
This rise of these hyper-local recruitment strategies.
So companies are realizing that. Sometimes the best talent is closer than they think.
Right there in their backyard.
They just need the right approach to find it.
Exactly.
So after all this was done, did Doherty get any feedback?
Oh, absolutely. Both the companies and the candidates reached out, expressed their gratitude.
Really?
You know, it wasn't just a placement. It was a relationship built on trust and that genuine care.
That's fantastic.
It really is.
So, yeah, what a great example of how the right approach, a little bit of serendipity, can lead to really great outcomes for everyone involved.
Couldn't agree more.
That's awesome.
It is awesome.
Now, this brings up a question that I think all of our listeners should consider.
Okay.
What can we learn from this story about that untapped potential that might exist right outside of our usual search parameters?
Good question.
How can we all get better at uncovering those hidden gems?
You know, both as job seekers and as employers.
Yeah. That's food for thought.
It is.
I think that's a great place to wrap up.
I agree.
So thanks for joining us for another deep dive.
It's been a pleasure.
We'll see you next time.
See you then.